Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey, what's happening, good peoples? Welcome back, another Sunday, another fun day. This is your girl, the new Miss Lovely Black, and my awesome South co-host, Mo Benz. What's up, Mo Benz?
Yo, what's up, Black? Chilling. Sunday night, let's get it in.
Oh, man, I had an awesome week, as usual, as awesome as it's going to get. How was your week?
My week was cool. It was steady. My week was just steady. You know what I'm saying? It's a steady week. Things are cool. I closed a deal, which is always good. I had another deal that was pending, so that went through. Shout out to my wife. She had a successful pop-up in the city in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Very successful venture, you know what I'm saying, these last couple of days. So I was happy for her. And chilling, you know what I'm saying? Ready to, you know, do another exciting show. You know what I'm saying? How was yours?
Oh, man, I was a little bit under the weather, but I got a lot done. I got moved into my new place. Getting situated with that.
Okay.
I had a little break from work. I go back to work tomorrow. I'm feeling better. And really just catching the vibes, man, aligning things as they should be, and ready to get to it.
Back at ATL. That's exciting. You know what I'm saying? Get you back in Atlanta, man. I'm pumped up about that. But like I said, once again, I can't wait to get down there. So glad that you're back in the town. So if I touch down, you know what I'm saying? We can do like a show from there or something like that. So that's
just good news. Come on, man. You're welcome. You're definitely welcome, man. I did something different. Just my mind is in a whole new place. And my objectives are just like through the roof right now. So I did something way different than what I normally do. And I'm actually loving it. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving it.
What's up? Well, you know, put us on. What you into?
So before I left to go to Florida last year, I sold my house and I sold my condo. I had a rental property as well. My intention was actually to go home and stay home. As I was saying, I was so hyped about being home and all that good stuff. But obviously, people, it didn't work out like that. So, you know, you sell stuff and you buy it again. That was probably my 10th property that I had purchased and sold over the last year. So, anywho, I came back and I said to myself, I said, are we going to just go up and go buy a house? Or are we going to go and get acclimated with this particular area? I've never lived in this area that I stay in right now. I actually love the area, and I've been drawn to this area for years, but I never came out here. And so I finally got out here.
And it's in Atlanta.
Very popular place called Conyers, Georgia, and I actually love it. So what I did was I got a condo out here. And I said, let me see how this works, and then let me learn the area because I'm still learning the block around me, okay? You know, put it like this. We got a Publix less than a half a mile from my house on the same street. So you know it's a good area.
You got what? What is it? Did you say?
It's a Publix.
A Publix?
Publix grocery store.
Oh, Publix. Okay, yeah. We don't have those up in New York, so I don't even know. Publix.
So I'm trying out this new mic, too, so I wanted to tell you that. So
I'm trying this mic, but this mic
mutes my background when I'm talking. So if you're saying something when I'm talking, I really can't hear you. I got to wait, I stop talking, and then it unmutes my background. Super cool. I got this because I'm working on some projects that I'm ready to take off with. I say within this, very soon, I'm just going to say that. I ain't calling out no dates, I ain't doing all that. But I got this mic. And it wasn't a cheap mic, but you know what? I think it works awesome for the show and for what I'm doing.
Okay. There we go. We just got to get used to it, but all right, so it's a Publix, though. So that's like a fancy grocery store or something like that? Because it's like a Whole Foods?
Okay. Well, Publix is a very high-end grocery store, okay? You go for a gallon of milk, you're going to spend $4. You know what I'm saying? It's just they got the best fruit, the best seafood, the best everything. So whenever it's a Publix in your neighborhood, you know you live in a good neighborhood.
Okay, I got you. That sounds like Whole Foods, or it's another one up here that everybody go to. I forgot Whole Foods and, I don't know, another one. But, yeah, I feel you, those fancy Trader Joe's. Yeah, Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
I also wanted to say congratulations on closing the deal. It seems like you've been really rocking when you speak it into existence on the show. You get the deals closed. Yeah. It was one time that the deals didn't close, but after that, you know, since you've been speaking into existence, it's been closing. So kudos to you and kudos to the wifey, you know what I'm saying, for doing her thing, man. I'm proud of you guys, man. And I really love to see, you know, us making things happen.
Yeah. And like I said, shout out to you for that move. You know what I'm saying? Back at ATL. So, you know what I'm saying? And of course, all the books and, you know what I'm saying, anything else you're bossing up over there. So, shout outs to the show once again. You know what I'm saying? You know, pat ourselves on the back for what we do every Sunday night. So, yeah. And shout out to everybody listening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this week too. I got another book
rundown.
Deal. So
okay.
I can't wait to get involved in that. You know what I'm saying? And work with these people. It's a different thing. I'm going with a different flavor with the books. I'm so excited. I can't really wait to work with them. That's going to be coming up. So I'm going to do a new twang with the books that I'm dropping out. Just because I want to align myself a little bit more with a bestseller. So I'm super stoked about that. Super stoked about that.
That's what's up. So all good vibes, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. What's up? Let's keep it going, you know what I'm saying?
Sir, so I'm going to let you lead off, right, because this topic tonight is going to be your topic, something that you came up with. I actually love the topic myself, so I'm going to let you start this show off right and do your thing.
All right, so this week's topic, so shout out to our Twitter feed, you know what I'm saying? Build it up slowly but surely, but it's the handle is at Real Adult Talk, you know what I'm saying? And I'm following some interesting people over there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different type of people. You know what I'm saying? So there's one interesting follow. You know what I'm saying? It's I think her handle is Jiggy Mama _. But she just always has some interesting things. You know what I'm saying? She's one of those people that's just always on Twitter, and it just be entertaining and interesting sometimes. So anyway, one day she was tweeting, and she tweeted out something that I just thought was like, wow, that kind of like took me back, because, you know, I'm getting it from a female's point of view. It's, you know, like, that's what's cool about Twitter. You know, you get into people's thoughts and, you know, what they're thinking and how they feel about certain things and different topics and situations. So I was like, okay. So one day she tweeted this, and this is going to be the topic of tonight's show. So the topic is, what's worse, being the main lady, not knowing your man has a side chick, or being a side chick, knowing you'll never be his main lady or his wife? So I just thought that was kind of interesting on all levels. And, you know, and this could apply to dudes too, you know what I'm saying? So, look, don't let me sound sexist. I mean, take out the where I said female and put male, you know what I'm saying? So what's worse, being the main dude, not knowing your female has side dudes, or being a side dude, knowing if you'll never be her main dude or husband? You know what I'm saying? So especially in the era and the time that we're living in, you know, it's a digital age, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, every you know, it's just relationships, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just thought it was just an interesting topic. So that just kind of had me like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I think we should, being that we're the voice of the people, you know what I'm saying, on Real Talk, I just felt that this would just be a great topic to tap into and see what's up. So, you know, now that I've heard about the topic and explained it to the people, let me kick it back to you, Black. So what do you think? You know what I'm saying? Then I'll tell you how I feel about it if I was ever in those type of situations. But, you know, how do you feel when you're ever in any of those type of situations? And, you know what I'm saying, what's your stance on it?
Cool. And you guys, if you want to call in about this topic tonight, hit us up 646-787-1839. Again, that's 646-787-1839. You can actually, if you're hearing this, then that means you are listening in via the link as well. But for me, listen, it's a catch-22, and here's what I can speak on as far as the female standpoint. When I'm in a relationship with a guy, for me, I don't put people in the position that they have to be the side dude, right? Because I put so much in my relationships that I can't, under no circumstance, pay attention to two people at one time if I'm actually in a relationship. So I'm not going to tell you that I'm in a relationship. I'm not going to act like we're in a relationship. I'm not going to do anything like that unless it's really real. My patience is short because I know exactly what I want, so I'm not going to fake it. I'm not going to play games. I'm not going to do any of that. If I see the games being played at the beginning, then it's a go. It's a go for me. I'm gone, you know. Understandably so, most men want to have sex. And so, you know, you got men that's honest, off point, off top, like, you know, oh, we finna go with this Steve Harvey shit. No, it's not Steve Harvey, but, you know, for me, if you take the sex out of the equation and see if the vibe is there and the bond is there, you're going to go a whole lot further than meeting somebody, you know, vibe with them for a little bit, sleeping with them, and then you going through problems and issues that, you know, in the first, you know, 3 weeks that you should be going through later on down the line, okay? So I can't tell you on the guy standpoint, but what I can talk about is the side chick standpoint. Now, when I was younger, you know, definitely did some young and dumb and wild things, right? So I can tell you when I was younger, in my early 20s, you know, I was the side chick, you know what I'm saying? Early 20s, you know what I'm saying? And okay. The part it hurt it because, you know, you got these men, they're going to lie to you. They're going to tell you that they're going to leave. They're going to tell you all these things to keep you there and, you know, everything wrong in their household, but they're not going nowhere. So I got into this one situation with this dude. And me and this dude, we weren't in a relationship. We was vibing. We was chilling. We was getting money together. We was doing everything under the sun, hanging out damn near every other day. You know what I'm saying? Just that was my rider. And out of nowhere, he got this lady, and he moved her in with him and all this. And that shit hurted me to the core, okay? Because I felt like I knew that once he got situated, me and him was going to be together. But we didn't have an understanding of us being together, right? And at that point, that relationship was the turning point for me to say, I never, ever, you know what I'm saying, listen to anybody else. If you got somebody, then you got them, okay? So fast forward to the situation that I was just in. Okay, me and this guy was talking long distance. You know, we did our thing. We, you know, dealt with each other for quite some time. But come to find out that it was another chick that, you know, played the same role, that she was cool with him and, you know, did business with him. But she felt like she was in love with him, and she felt like they was going to be together. He absolutely had no plans on being with her. But you couldn't tell her that. So she deeply in love. She going crazy. Anytime she hear anything about him dealing with somebody, she going crazy. Now, he would tell me, he was like, babe, I don't know what she could tell anybody because I don't tell her my business. He said, we work as far as business. I don't tell her nothing personal about me. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that. I you know, just enough for her to understand, you know, we cool. And yeah. So I had to put myself in her shoes. Like, you know, she young. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might be out here hustling or whatever, but you in love with somebody that ain't going to ever be with you, ain't going to ever make you his lady. But she holding on to the fact that one day, she can be his lady, but he absolutely has no plans at all on being with you. Now, me being the one, he did everything in his power to make sure that it never got back to me. He still denied her to me to this day, but I know better. So as the head chick, you have to pay attention to what's going on. Now, I say that to say this. If he would have been straight up with me from the gate and said, listen, babe, this is what we doing, but, you know what I'm saying, I do my thing on the side here and there, or I got this situation, you know what I'm saying, I would have taken that in consideration, and I wouldn't have been as hard on him as I was based on the fact that you lied and said you had nothing at all going on, even though you got to say, okay, you don't be dumb. You know what I'm saying? You know he has something going on. But I prefer to tell you. I'm not going to sit down and guess. I'm not going to play you out of pocket. I'm going to go off of what you tell me until I see otherwise. So, therefore, when I seen otherwise, that ruined the whole moment for me. So, I would rather you keep it real with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to be nobody's side chick. That's most importantly. I'm not going to be the side chick. And if we in a relationship, I'd rather you keep it 100 with me and let me deal with that so I know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? Because when you blindside me, the whole relationship going to change. The whole it's going to go from a relationship to a situationship. Now, when I'm happy, you will be happy as hell. You know what I'm saying? When I'm happy, man, let's get to it. Let's get to this money. You know, let's cook together. Let's do all this shit. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm mad, I'm mad as hell. And that's something that I'm an Aquarius. I come with the warmth that you don't want to feel, that you don't want to deal with. I'm not one of these people that I'm mad now and then you can get over it. I'm not one of these people that you can give me sex and I get over it. No, no, no. I'm something totally different. So for me, it will be fucked up being the main chick and knowing that he got side bitches and you ain't keeping it real.
Very interesting. So, I can understand where you're coming from with that. You know what I'm saying? So that makes a lot of sense. Like I said, this is a complicated topic in a way. You know what I'm saying? Now, I definitely have to say hashtag happily married man. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, I got to put that out there that I'm definitely happily married man, happy in my situation and everything. But before I was a married man, you know, I guess I've been in situations long time ago, you know what I'm saying, where, so let's see here. So getting back to, let me just say the topic again. So what's worse, being the main lady, not knowing your man has side chicks, or being a side chick, knowing you'll never be his main lady? So I guess, I've been in situations where, you always want to keep it. Well, before, now I'm at the point where I would always want to just keep it 100 on all levels with, my wife, whatever else, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I think that before, if you're in a married situation, I think if you both parties, if y'all did want to maybe partner up with somebody, or like not partner up with somebody, but see some other people, maybe, before you just divorce and just be done with it, maybe, I'm just speaking just as, I guess, a married person, just holding counsel. Like if I was talking to somebody that was going through, that was a married couple like myself and maybe thinking of getting a divorce. So maybe I would say, try out an open relationship if you're both mature enough to handle that. You know what I'm saying? Before you just throw in the towel and just let it go. You know what I'm saying? But that's the maturity of me now. You know what I'm saying? Before, I always played by the rules of what you don't know won't hurt you. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know what I'm saying? That can come back to haunt you in certain ways if you're not being 100% true, especially if you got a side chick, you know what I'm saying, to your main girl. So your side chick, if you're the guy, so it's no friction, you definitely got to just let this person know, look, I'm with somebody, blah, blah, blah. This can't go no further than what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to let that know up front, because if you playing her and she thinking she going to be like your main person and she figure out that you really are with somebody like really tough and you was just, leading her on like y'all was going to be something more than what you led her to believe. How she thought you was going to be a lot more than what you had intentions of being with her. And that's when shit can just spark up and just blow up in your face on both. You know what I'm saying? So first off, you got to lay down the law. So that, I guess that's when the side chick comes in. And then some side chicks, I guess they really play their position and they don't get out of pocket. And that could be a thing, you know what I'm saying? But, so now I'm just trying to look at it from like the female's point of view. And then I'm going to tell you, I guess, from a dude's point of view. So, if I'm thinking of the person I'm with, you know what I'm saying? Like because maybe if that person that you're with can't handle the fact that you want to be in an open relationship, so to keep the friction down, you don't say nothing. But that, that can get, like I said, when you were
right there.
What's good? Huh? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say
this.
I'm just
rambling, so
if
I want you to stop.
Up front and tell somebody you want to be in an open relationship.
Yeah. What's up? Okay. Where you at? What's up with this mic? Well, we must have lost black, so I'm gonna kind of hold it down for. Oh, are you back?
Yeah.
A little technical difficulty. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. We lost you. We can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now you back. You back live. All right, go ahead. So yeah, just take it from the top.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that if you're a grown man and you tell a woman, "I want an open relationship," and she declines on giving you an open relationship, then I think you need to leave her alone, because if you continue to deal with her, you're causing toxicity and you're causing hurt in the long run, because you're keeping her there just for your own selfish gain. So for me, you know, like, I don't do wrong. I don't do harm. Somebody do me wrong, I pray about it and let it go, because I guarantee you that the karma and the warp that's going to come back to you is going to be far greater than anything that I can do. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know what I'm saying, I'm spiritually in kind. And I just feel like I don't do people wrong, because I know that I don't want nobody to do me wrong. But when you get with somebody and they not okay with an open relationship, then let it go.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what you would, you know. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense on the surface and saying that. Yeah, I could totally agree with that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, this goes for dudes too. So if I'm a dude, like, man, you know what I'm saying? Your girl, or, well, I'm just, you know what? I gotta speak, because marriage is such a sacred thing. I hate to like kind of put this in the context of marriage, because marriage is something different. Like I said, once again, either you're married or you're not. So until you marry, you don't really know the complexities, and everybody saying, "Oh, it's just a paper, and it don't really mean nothing." Things change, man. Like, I just see myself, I've changed since I have been married. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the same guy I used to be when I wasn't married. You know what I'm saying? I did just have to mature on certain levels, and I'm expecting my wife to mature on certain levels as well, so we can really build together. Because, like I said, once again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I don't think I said this in a while, but being in marriage is a business, and then once you have kids, it becomes a corporation and all that. So, you know, you don't want to do nothing that's going to be bad for business. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm just going to take it in the context of just relationships, not necessarily if you marry, because like I said, that could get a little crazy. So if you're in a relationship and I'm not married, then, you know, if I'm talking to the person that I'm in my relationship with, I'm like, "Look, you know, I think we should just open this thing up, you know what I'm saying, because I'm getting some vibes, and I want to see what's up with those vibes, see where those vibes may take me." And she don't agree, then I might have to just slide out, just do it upon myself, you know what I'm saying? But the side chick got to know her role as being a side chick. She can't get out of pocket, because, you know, I'm letting my side chick know, "Look, this is how I am. You know, this is what it is." And if she agreed, then it is what it is. Then we'll partake in this. But I'm not gonna lie to her and make it seem like she's about to be my main girl, and that's not happening. You know what I'm saying? So I think in that retrospect, a lot of times with the main chick, don't know, won't hurt them. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta make sure you cover your tracks. Now, as far as if I'm in a dude's perspective, and I'm the dude, and if my girl is cheating on me, I'm like, damn, what I want to know? You know what I'm saying? I guess what you don't know won't hurt you. You know what I'm saying? I think I play by that rule. But there is, what you don't know won't hurt you. It is. It's true. I think it's what you don't know won't hurt you in a way. You know what I'm saying? When you find out, you're like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But what you don't know won't hurt you, really.
Maybe I fucked up.
Go ahead.
She unmuted me at the wrong time, you know. Mm-hmm. Cause she waited a long time to unmute a nigga, but we're going to talk about that later. But I ain't never been inside no pussy.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine, right? It's my pussy because, you know, I claimed it, right?
Yeah.
I ain't never been inside no pussy that fucked around and got another dick, and I didn't know it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, as soon as you put the dick in, you're like, "Hey, something wrong.
Something going different." At a little angle that, it wasn't, that crease wasn't
something,
there.
Something ain't right, bitch. What's going on?
A little different.
Oh, what? Yeah. What the fuck about? Who's getting my goodie?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's some real shit.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Fuck.
You know, that's some real shit. But, But you know, look, like I said though, you know, you got some women that are real slick, you know what I'm saying, nowadays, and you know what I'm saying? They'll do something with it. They'll try to hide it and make it seem like, you know what I'm saying? Make it seem like
you can't
try to come to tracks. Yeah, I mean, I think too, once you get to a level of maturity and once you've been with your certain female for a long time, then you understand it. But maybe this is for like maybe a newer relationship where, you know what I'm saying, it's still, you know what I'm saying, it's new.
No.
But, you know mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because once you've been with your main person for over 2 years, then that's when you know, like, this is me. And if somebody been tampered in it, then
nigga,
I'm
after the
but
first
if it's still
time,
like a year,
know,
if it's a year,
I know the slide at.
You're getting
wait a minute, bitch.
Yourself in that first year. You don't think so?
No,
in
man.
In that first year.
After the first time. What you
okay.
mean?
Okay. All right. Well, look. Hey. Well, look. So you saying, look, so, all right. So, look, let me ask you a question. So, since you're putting it out there like that, have you had a situation where you felt it was a little different and you had to, you know,
hell yeah.
check your spouse? Oh, okay. Okay.
Man,
okay,
I put that bitch in the mouth as soon as I put the dick in. Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Ah!
Okay. All right.
What's going on?
Okay.
Bitch, you tell me what's okay. going on.
Now, did she try to cop a plea, or did she just be like, all right, you caught me? Or did she say, what you talking
man, after,
about? Like,
bro, after so many slaps, yeah, the bitch just confessed.
Interesting. All right, well, look, all right, so that's from that point of view. Now, to be the other point of view, the other, like, the side dude. Now, I think it's some interesting things to being a side dude, but the side dude, if you're going to be the side dude, you got to be very careful. You know what I'm saying? Because that's when you're kind of playing with fire. And what I say that is, you're the side dude, and if she, you know, I would never, I just wouldn't mess with a married woman. That's just something I just wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you always start off with a marriage, bro.
Yeah, I think that gets a little too crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I would, you know, especially if they got kids and a family. That's another thing. That's something I would definitely never do. I'm going to put it like that.
But that,
if she's married.
Oh, wait a minute. So you, when you started having sex, you was an old man, a young man?
Nah, when I started having sex, I lost my virginity 16.
Damn, bro, you was old as shit.
Look, what's up? When did you start 18?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Probably even younger than that. But look,
wait,
at 16, though,
yeah,
the majority of the females that came at me at 16 was married and over 30.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying? So you start off
so you
were
just
fucking
getting
the older bro.
I mean, I don't want to say this. Don't wait. Hold on. Don't take this the wrong way. But, I mean, you was underage, so technically you was getting molested. I mean, like, and you know, from a female's point of view, not saying that that's – I mean,
right.
From a guy,
call it what you want. Yeah, I was a molest victim. I was R. Kelly.
Okay, you know,
all right. I was Jeffrey Epstein, and you know, I was crookling all them old school. But like, but you know what I'm saying? We always start off.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
We always start off fucking up the older bros because they the ones for some strange reason. Them cougars be out there. And they be searching,
and
they snoopy like,
you.
Yeah, we like your milk, young man. Like, you like my milk? Yeah.
Okay.
You want some candy? Yeah, I like candy. And you know what I'm saying? Fuck it is what it is. They fuck you.
But you get on my nerves.
But it's the truth.
Okay.
They fuck
it's
you.
The
they
truth.
Feed you. And then they send you home.
But see, you know what? Though you so young, if that's the case, I mean, look, I have no reason to think you're not telling the truth. So I'm saying, but if that's the case, then that's the playoff. Because you're so young that their husband wouldn't even think about it. Like, oh, this little thing's 16. Like, I know my wife ain't messing around with
no
16. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So
let me
was kind of unsuspecting.
They know.
What I'm saying, once you become of age.
The husbands know. Because, like.
So they ain't do nothing. They ain't trying to say nothing about it or nothing. They was
nigga try to size you up. If they see
okay.
you, but the majority of the time, the females will keep you out, you know what I'm saying, they'll keep you out the iPad. So,
okay. keep you out of harm's way.
You'll be around the corner. You'll be around the corner waiting for this nigga to leave. Like, damn, this nigga still ain't leave. Come on, man. It's my turn to get the pussy. As soon as that nigga leaves, go to work. Cuckoo. Go knock on the door. I'm here. Yeah, and you go get the pussy.
All right. Well, look.
Now,
well, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. Don't lose your train of thought. So what's the dynamics of this? And what I mean by that, you 16. So what is this? Is this a teacher situation? Is this a,
it depends on the broad.
Auntie's homegirl or what, you know what I'm saying? How'd you even meet this older broad?
Man, at that particular time, motherfucker, you just be outside.
Okay.
You'll meet them at the you'll meet them at the park or the track. You know, a lot of them cool because they be doing a little walking thing or some shit. But at 16, you training for football. There's other good shit.
Okay. And summertime thing. Then.
Right. Well, not really summertime. It can be any time, but yeah. All you meet them at fucking school. Or you meet them at the stove, you know.
Okay.
But remember, I don't know about you, but I opened a lot of conversations when I was young.
But what?
No, just had conversations with just random fucking people. And that's how shit always kick off. Or the broad would ask you a fucking question, and you'll help them out, et cetera, et cetera. And next you know, you exchange the numbers. You see what I'm saying? And that's how I go. Like, them cougars, man, they some pedophiles.
Look, I turned it down. You know what I'm saying? But I had a situation like that.
You need to stop turning down pussy, man. What's wrong with you?
Yo, man, because I told you, I'm real particular, you know what I'm saying, about what I'm attracted to. But I'm going to be honest. I did have a chance to have a cougar. You know what I'm saying? So I remember.
I just won't smell it.
My first summer job, it was my first job. You know, I was working at a mall. I was working at Arby's way back in the day. Arby's. Yeah. Arby's in the mall. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I remember it was this older chick, you know what I'm saying? And she was on me, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you. She was probably married, and, you know, but it's Cleveland. So she could have been married. That's that fake marriage. I don't want to say fake marriage, but she was separated, you know what I'm saying? They just never made it official with a divorce or whatever. You know what I'm saying? One of those type of situations.
Marriage. Use a home record.
Yeah, but you know, no. That's what I'm talking about. You know how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of older people, they just like we ain't together no more, but we still technically married. They probably don't even let you know that. You know what I'm saying? But they just never got an official divorce. They just moved out. And they don't even stay in the same place. But anyway,
man, how
the
topic
like
get
that.
Started?
Well, no,
man,
this
who
is,
came
this
up
is,
with this?
This is a topic that I got from one of my Twitter, you know what I'm saying, one of my Twitter followers. She was just tweeting this out there, and I just thought it was interesting. So, you know, just to double back around, just in case you missed it, so the topic at hand is what's worse, being the main lady, not knowing your man had side chicks, or being a side chick, knowing that you'll never be his main lady or his wife. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we got on that. But long story short,
I'm a man.
Saying?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I just won't come.
Yeah, so I mean, like, so you know, I had a chance to have like a older chick when I was younger, but I didn't do it. But anyway, back to the whole point, what you were saying, as far as you know, messing around with the Mary thing, what I was just gonna say was this: if you're gonna be the side dude, you gotta hit it and quit it. You know what I'm saying? That's like a one type of situation. But if you're gonna keep trying to hit it. And keep trying to go back and back, knowing that she married.
No. First of all,
yeah,
whoever came up with the side title, like, man, let's just call it what it was. I mean, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, me and Mrs. Jones got a thing going on. You know what I'm saying, woman to woman. Like, you motherfuckers, cheating is cheating. Now all of a sudden you want to put a title on this shit? What's worse? Man, look, bitch, if you having relationship problems, I am your healer. I'm your counselor. I'm your psychiatrist. I'm anything and everything you need to be while I'm in that pussy. Matter of fact, I help weddings. Motherfucker, I help weddings. I help marriages. I help relationships. Because when she mad with you and she come home and she feeling good all of a sudden, she came got this dick. But it's the truth. It's the truth.
Wow, man.
You know it's the truth. Cause like think about it like this, man. There's been situations where a bitch would get mad, and you're trying to figure out she mad. She mad cause the side nigga then pissed her off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, damn, what happened? She got mad at her psychiatrist.
She was mad with me.
So, I mean, fuck it is what it ain't. No such thing as being worse. If you get caught, you get caught, my nigga. But just let the pussy go.
But even as once you became of age, let's say as you know, after you like 21 now, you know what I'm saying?
21.
And you got an opportunity.
I was immature at 21.
Yeah, well, you know, what I'm saying is, and you got an opportunity. I mean, well, in 20, you're still young, but I'm saying 21.
I was kept caveman at 21.
And you know this person is married with kids, you know what I'm saying, a family.
Yeah.
You didn't care about breaking that up. You
fuck
give,
no.
You
it ain't had nothing to do with me. I just wanted to push. Matter of fact, like I said, I was a psychiatrist. Like yeah. man, look, if you start off fucking a married man, what the fuck do you mean you're going to stop because you're 21, 22, 23? Like, no.
That's when
you're
in your prime years anyway. I mean, as far as like savage.
Boy, look, straight just sperm just all over the place.
That's a fact. So maybe I should have said 30, you know what I'm saying? But so, all right, so now,
30.
The age you're at now, you would still do that? You still
I
have
to
gain that up, like, as far as like, you would still like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not judging. You were still
I'm
like,
saying,
you know,
like
there
ain't shit wrong. Like, yeah, nothing don't change. Hey, what the fuck you mean? So you mean to tell me now that I'm an old ass man, right?
Yeah.
Because the broads will let you know now. Like, yeah, man, I'm married. What the fuck? I'm from New Orleans. What the fuck they got doing me, bitch? I ain't asked you all that.
Well, look. So that gets to my point then. So you perfectly. You don't mind playing that side dude role. You basically embellish that role. You're like, I don't want to be married. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't want to be a
first of all,
dude.
You don't
want to be that side dude.
Like, what the hell is a side dude role? That shit didn't exist when I was coming up. If I see some pussy, the pussy gave me some conversation. Like, for one, I'm not trying to be in a relationship with the pussy. I just want to come in.
But what I'm saying is, yeah. Look, y'all got a thing. Y'all got a lustful situation. But she got a whole family. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's why I say you decide because. So that's where the tie dude comes into context because
once she leaves the threshold, she's no longer married. She's married underneath the house. Once she leaves the house, the pussy's mine.
Exactly, but that's where that come into play. Interesting.
All right, man.
Interesting.
Possession 9/10 of the law. Hey, nigga, you shouldn't let me in. We all get got. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody on this phone ain't never been cheated on. Ain't nobody on this phone ain't never cheated in some shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah, I mean.
Ooh,
yeah,
everybody
I mean,
got
I think,
quiet.
I think, I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody
I'm saying,
got quiet.
You know, I think it's an interesting topic. Now, the same person that I got the topic from, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to her, like I said, her Twitter handle. She's a good follow. Her Twitter handle was at @JiggyMama_. So JiggyMama. Yeah, _.
She got
so she's saying,
in a big booty.
Check it out. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't with the social media.
I don't. That's why I'm asking. She got a big booty, big titty.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, I mean, it's definitely an interesting follow.
Yeah,
but,
does she have big titties and a big booty?
Yes. I would say,
getting jiggy with it.
You know what I'm saying? but she also, you know, when she put this question out there, she also, answered it. So she was like,
keep it to herself. Selfish
so she
ass.
Said that
happily married man.
She said, sadly. I feel like being a side chick is better because you already know, you know, the dude is, you know, if the dude is how the dude is. You already know the dude. So dudes be lying to their girlfriends, but nobody know a dude like a side chick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
that's a lie. Could a side chick be breaking the rules? Every bit, I don't understand where the fucking side chick term came from. But anybody you fuck, they always going to have a hierarchy. Nobody wants to be number two or number three. Everybody wants to be number one. And sometimes them hoes, they lose their position in life. They lose their fucking mind. Like, damn, why can't I be the number one? Because, bitch, you came later. What the fuck you mean?
Exactly. That's a good point, too. That's a good point, too, because they came later. So the ones that came later thinking, like, oh, this is all new to me. You know what I'm saying? So I could maybe be that number one chick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I might have came later, but I might be a better version of what you already have. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the mentality that they be maybe thinking. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, and that's why it gets interesting and where, like, the dude could eventually leave with the side chick. Like I said, just to touch base with my homeboy, like I said, you know, just keeping it. I don't want to say, I'm not saying any names or nothing like that, but, like, you know, just learning from what he was telling me, you know what I'm saying, and just peeping his situation, how, like, you know, they tried the open relationship thing, you know what I'm saying, brought, like, a little side piece in there, and now he with the side piece, you know what I'm saying? So,
huh?
You know?
Oh, so he left the wife?
Nah,
I thought
nah,
the wife,
I mean,
was,
you know,
cheating on him with the pussy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But now they linked up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this shit just get complicated. So I guess that's when the side piece can become the main piece. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, he just, he violated the rules because she violated. Like, she violated and he violated. So, he just playing tip for tap, but he going to go back to the broad, though.
Yeah, I think probably.
Because, like, when you first had the conversation, I'm like, boy, that nigga tip, he about to lose his bitch. You see what I'm saying? Remember that? See, nobody wants to hear it when it come out my mouth. But then when she start fucking with the broad, then he like, well, fine, fuck, I'm going to do my thing, too.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's just some get-back type shit. That don't mean he going to stay with the side, bitch. He still on the get-back.
Yeah. You know, that's why we hold console, man. That does matter.
Look,
I would say that.
I'm an old man. I done came in a lot of bitches. I done been through a lot of shit. That's why I tell these hoes from the beginning, bitch, I got multiple bitches. These are my main ones, and you ain't
exactly. So you just got like a stable, you know what I'm saying? A stable with, you know what I'm saying? Got a couple, not a couple kids, you know what I'm saying? You got a fleet, kind of, in a way. You know what I'm saying? You got like an empire. Certain females, kids, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to join a fleet or not, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what it sounds like. Fleet, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much. It's like they all came out swimming.
That's what's up. So let me
Black
see.
Quiet.
Black, you've been real quiet. But like, what's up? Like, so, you know.
I'm hearing y'all talk. All crazy as hell.
So you see, this is how a guy conversation can be. So, you know, with you being a female, you know what I'm saying? I just wonder, like, how do females think? Like, when you're talking to, like, your homegirl Black, or you're talking to, like, a cousin or something like that, like, what be the situation? How do they be handling, like, the side chick, main chick, you know, situation out here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
depends on the bitch.
Yeah,
well,
like,
I used to have both, but now, like, the people that I interact with, they don't play the side chick roles. You know what I'm saying? Like, they man deal with them. They soon to be wives, or they wives, like, you know, so I can only, you know, at this point interact from, you know, the main chick perspective. And of course it's fucked up if we don't know. But you know, most people be like, well, long as I never find out. Now, when we sit back and we can see what he doing in the game that he running, you have to really think, like, these women got to be really hard up. These women hard up to have some sex, to have some men, because they play the side bitch role happily, but they play it messy. So I really don't grasp the concept of that.
Yeah, that's right.
So I got you.
You know,
I guess it could be a generational thing. I think this might be the new,
nigga, it is a
new term that's coming up. I mean, but, you know, the game don't change, just the players. You know what I'm saying? I guess the names change, but it's always been the same game from the beginning of time or whatever. But, you know, I just thought it was an in-depth kind of interesting topic or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to think what else I wanted to add to this. So we got the side chick, we got the main chick. Trying to think what other point of view I can come with.
DVD.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I guess, that's pretty much, I'm trying to think anything else I can add to it. What about the part that, I mean, do you think, like, in most cases that the side chick might know the dude better than, well, I mean, you know, obviously you've been with a person for so long. Nah? You don't think that the dude maybe
shows a side to the side chick that he doesn't show to his main chick, and vice versa?
There's always going to be a side everybody don't get to see. Because depending on the personality, depending on what you allow yourself to expose to somebody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody ain't always the same person around certain people. Certain people,
good
you
point.
Just don't show them who you really are.
Good point. Good point.
And when it
comes
down to relationships, I know a lot of dudes that'll fuck around and change who they are for their broad. You see what I'm saying? That's not who they is.
Right.
But they put on that facade because they want to keep that particular person. So they'll put on that facade, but that's not who you really is. So eventually,
Thanks.
You're going to feel constrained, and you're going to let loose eventually. It might
you
take
just
a few
be
years.
Who you really are.
Right.
That's
it might
a
take a few
too.
Years. It might take a few decades. But the truth will always come out. That's why it's always good to be honest with a motherfucker. Like, if you're not the type of person to be monogamous, man, look, you let that bitch know from the beginning, like, look, I love you.
Yeah.
I want to be with you. We can try this out, but this ain't me. Let it be known from the beginning. You know?
Interesting.
And then when when you can't keep it up, like, look, man, fuck, this ain't working. I'm going to need some new pussy. What's up? What's that? Let's do this together. You're like, nah, fuck, I just exposed all my shit. It's so much easier for me just to look you dead in your face and be like, look, well, you know I'm about to fuck somebody else, yeah. Boy, you stupid, you nasty. I ain't playing with you, what I said. And sure enough, fuck.
Keep it 100.
I'll fuck a bitch.
I mean, that's the best
fuck
way.
A bitch and the bitch be in the house. I'll be in the room, fuck, it ain't nothing.
That's what's up. That's when you really hold it down. You know what I'm saying? When it's your shit, you can do shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody can do it if you just be honest about it. Man, you'd be surprised. A lot of motherfuckers be like, damn, bro, man, you got this bitch, this bitch, this bitch. Man, I know hoes just like me. The only thing that we have in common is we just tell the truth.
That's a fact. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, yeah, I mean, if you just keep, especially, you know, once you get that maturity and you just get a little bit wiser, you just want to just be straight up nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And just throw it out there. You never know. Response.
Mature,
they
ain't got
just,
shit to do with it.
I think it's
not
do.
Mature. Why? No, because the old a young fool can always grow up to be an old fool. So maturity ain't got shit to do with it. Like being wise, yeah.
Well, experience. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, maturity, I think, comes with experience. So you know what I'm saying? That's how you
no,
mature.
No, maturity
you know
is age. The older you get, the more you mature. You mature in age. Yeah, I mean, that's the fucking definition of mature. I mean, shit, that's just like an apple. An apple matures until it expires. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I thought, you know, wisdom and maturity.
Ain't go by the dictionary. Go by the dictionary. Fuck all the definition. I'm tired of people using fucking words and putting their own definition to the shit. No.
You know, but you would think just from experience. Experience is the best teacher. So that's my point I'm trying. And, of course, everybody's not wise. We understand that. But just through your experience, you would think you would learn certain situations because you've been through that. But like you said, there's always some exceptions to the rule.
Right. If you decide to learn from that, a lot of people got a lot of experience. There's some old bros out here. This bitch 50 years old, still stupid as a motherfucker. Like, now you done experienced a lot of shit, but for some reason, you just don't want to learn from it.
Got you.
I can't believe they keep doing this to me. Like, bitch, you was born in 65, oh. What you mean?
So with that being the case, then Smooth, this just brings me to. So now let me ask you this, because a preference and like it's no judgment on the show or whatever. Of course, you know we keep it 100 here. Okay, all right. Well, I try not to judge, but you see yourself? Do you ever see yourself maybe just settling down with just that? You know, as you just grow older. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what?
No.
I'm just going to chill with this.
No.
This one got all the attributes that I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying?
I keep saying no, but you keep talking.
Okay,
no,
you're right. No, I'm just trying.
No.
So 70
like,
years
look,
old.
They need to go ahead and legalize polygamy. Let's get this shit out the way. Because it ain't going to just be one. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
okay,
being honest. Like, it ain't never going to be one. Because, like,
three.
Man, my bitches are special. And they all need the same treatment. So go ahead and legalize polygamy so they can be. Because these broads, they want that public paper. You see what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers regardless of what people say, you know, everybody like, well, you ain't got it. People been getting married since before American, before time and shit. Like, no. Yeah. These broads want that public shit. They want everybody to know that they are married. Gotcha. Legally. You see what I'm saying? It ain't that oh, it's just between us bullshit. That just between us bullshit, like, nah. Some of us don't want to hear about that shit. Mm-mm. So fuck it. We all just need to get married.
All right. Legalize, so now, so marriage ain't for you. Polygamy might be for you now. Because I just think this is just interesting. You know what I'm saying? This topic we're talking about.
Once you legalize polygamy, you just married booty bitch.
Well, what about this? So now, would you say, because the side chick and the main chick, all right, forget all that.
Nah, I ain't
let's
got no side
chick. Out the window right now. Yeah, that's what I said. So that's it. Let's throw all that out the thing for you. But now, would you say that you see it from this perspective? Like, I don't need no side chick. I don't need no wife. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just impregnate this one so she mine. Just from, you know what I'm saying? From now on, she, you know what I'm saying? She established with me. We're going to have our little seeds. But now that I impregnated her, she mine anyway. Is that kind of how you
like
look at it?
No, I like to come in there. I don't like the whole pregnant part. You know?
Okay.
It's a detriment to my bank account.
Yeah. But now she yours, though, like, technically, that's kind of like...
Well, she before I knocked up there. I ain't trying to... See, certain niggas want to knock a bitch up so they can trap them. Like, that's not me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Not,
okay. No.
Nah.
Because, like, once we get our paperwork together and shit, you know what I'm saying? She ain't got nothing, I ain't got nothing. The gloves come off. And I'm in ya. Oh, yeah. I'm in ya. Now you better take that after that plan B, the morning after pill, whatever the fuck you want to call that shit. Fuck.
Yeah, you know, because I think that could be, you know what I'm saying, like as far as instead of just being married, you know, when you're married, you get that piece of paper, like I said, you know, either you're married or you're not. So once you marry, you know, once you experience being married, you see the difference. It just can't explain it. But that's still. If y'all don't have no ties, no kids together, it's still not, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can still kind of walk away in a way. But once you pregnant, once you impregnate that person, y'all tied forever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always going to have that.
You can walk away after you have a baby with somebody.
Nah, but, you know, y'all got the kid together. So that's always going to keep y'all connected.
What that mean?
Keeps people connected. You don't think so?
No, don't. No, fuck no.
Don't think people connected?
They got a shitload of babies. Yeah, matter of fact, some of my baby mamas got babies before me. You see what I'm saying? And I'm daddy because that nigga ain't around. You
gotcha.
See what I'm saying? I know
gotcha.
some of my partners, they got their kids and the mama ain't around. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm talking about? So, I mean, fuck, it is what it is. You ain't got to, the baby don't trap you. Please believe that shit. Motherfuckers
gotcha.
Walk away all the time on both sides, male and female.
But you don't feel like, nah, she got my baby. I can get that anytime I want, basically. You know what I'm saying? Plus,
I'm different. I ain't talk. See, for one, I don't really have bad dealings to the point where, you know what I'm saying, I'd be like, oh, man, I can hit that anytime because she got my baby. No, I can hit that anytime because I'm me. I'm who the fuck I am. If I choose to hit you, then I hit you. If I choose not to, then I don't. It is
that's
what it
sure.
is. Like, you know, some of my baby mamas, actually the only one that I don't want to hit, this is one, you know? That's just that one out there. Like,
okay.
Nah, bitch, you'll never get this dick again.
Oh, you
never.
Okay. Just cut her off. Okay.
I wouldn't even let you sniff it.
Got you. It was what it was. The time has passed and it's over. Interesting.
The time, man, I was young and dumb and I just wanted to come. That was it.
Got you. So that was like the first one, probably. I got you. That's, you know,
no,
usually I'd be
first.
Okay.
My first, man, look, I done came in her so many times. I done knocked her. So, ooh, that pussy right there. Boy, that's some color purple pussy. Yeah, you shall never pop my key.
All right. Well, look, this has been Real Talks with the Newman's Lovely Black and Mo Benz. And like I said, the topic at hand was, before I get into the chop up, just to sum up what we was talking about, it was, well, what's worse, being the main lady, not knowing, your man has a side chick, or being a side chick, knowing you'll never be his main lady or his wife. So, you know, I guess to sum it up, it gets a little complicated, you know what I'm saying, because you got marriages, you got non-marriages, you got relationships, you got baby mamas, you got non-baby mamas. So I guess it's just a circle of life, you know what I'm saying? So it's just relationships. You know, Smooth said there is no side chicks, it's just chicks, you know what I'm saying? And who labeled it, you know what I'm saying? And now we do got labels. Oh, she the main chick, she the side chick gonna play a position, or the side chick gonna try to take the become the new main chick, you know what I'm saying, to kick the main chick out over to the side, or is the dude gonna ever leave his main chick and make his side chick the main chick, you know what I'm saying? So I guess it just gets complicated, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is, man. It's complicated, and it's just the relationships of life, man. So that's that. Just thought it was an interesting topic when I read that on Twitter. So now let's get into the world-famous chop-up. So once again, this is the part of the show where I like to just talk my ish of just different topics that's going on, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of been an interesting week. We've got some interesting things to touch base on. I can't wait to see how Black and Smooth react to certain these some of these topics. So first and foremost, I'm going to get into, let's see, where I'm going to start off with. All right, I'm going to shout out Meek Mill. So Meek Mill partners with Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Partners with Jay-Z's Roc Nation to launch Dream Chasers label. And I just think it's another business move on Jay-Z. It seems like Jay-Z has taken a liking to Meek Mill, you know what I'm saying? I guess he saw Meek Mill struggle. You know, Meek Mill has been on, like, probation since he was, like, 19 or 20, you know, and I think he's, like, 31, so that's, like, 11 years worth of probation. And he's like, what's going on? And, you know, when Meek Mill was just getting out the last time, it was a lot of this reform thing going around. He had a lot of – and he had a lot of support, you know what I'm saying? A lot of big-time people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, full of the Patriots owner, you know, was showing a lot of support to Meek, and of course Jay-Z. But now, you know, I guess with this whole reform thing, the good thing is Meek Mill's probation was totally lifted. So he's free, you know what I'm saying? So he ain't got to check in with nobody, none of that. So he's like a total free man. So, you know, I guess I definitely got a shout out to Jay-Z for, you know, and the other, what's his name? Arthur Kraft. Robert Kraft, that's the Patriots owner. You know what I'm saying? Those some movers and shakers that I guess, you know, talked to the right people and you know, got that probation, you know, totally you know, taken off his record. So that's cool.
Well, let me
and I just
right there.
Go ahead.
The arresting officer was found guilty on corruption cases, so they reviewed it again and gave him a new trial.
Wow, okay, so that's what officially happened. So, yeah, that's dope, man. So, you know, I know he's got to be just on cloud nine and finally be off of probation. Ain't got to check in with his PO officer and take a piss test and worry about, you know what I'm saying, doing the lightest thing, going back to prison. So that's dope, and I think that's, you know.
12 years slave.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's basically what it was. You know what I'm saying? They had his papers. So if he slipped up, he was right back into, you know, right back into the penal, you know, to the prison system, which is like another kind of form of slavery in a way, especially if you know, doing something that really doesn't, like when he went to jail with what, sentenced for 3 years at first for popping a willy, like, come on, that should have been like a $200 ticket or something like that, and then, you know, I had to go to jail for almost 3 years for that. But, you know, so shout out to Robert Kraft, Jay-Z, Meek Mill, and then so now that Jay-Z has signed Meek Mill, you know what I'm saying, this kind of is reminiscent of, you know, Siegel and the whole Philly squad. And Jay-Z and Dame Dash on Rockefeller had Benny Siegel and Freeway and State Property. So now it seems like it's just a new wave without Dame Dash. And, you know, we'll see how this juncture works. And, you know, that's going to be an interesting juncture now because, you know, Meek Mill was under Rick Ross with Maybach Music, and now it seems like he's really branching off to take his Dream Chasers label, you know, and take ownership and, you know, kind of boss up on that. So that'll be real interesting to keep an eye on, see how that. You don't think so?
That will not be interesting at all.
Why?
Because, for one, that ain't no different than what? Young Money and Cash Money.
Mm.
Like,
okay.
You just split off. You see what I'm saying? That ain't no different than fucking 50 Cent. you'd have split off, you'd have started your own record label, supposedly. But, like, now, whoever's on that record, they got to split their checks three fucking ways. Dream Chaser got to get their check. Rockefeller got to get their check. And then Interscope. Is it still Interscope that's distributing fucking Rockefeller? So, like, we've been hearing that fucking game for too long. Like, dog, it's 2019. Stop doing the same shit that's been getting people broke.
Gotcha.
That's a 360 deal for real. Come on, man. When I heard that news, I'm like, nigga, y'all niggas still doing this shit? You make more money than independent.
Yeah, I mean,
we know who you are.
If you do the independent thing right, you know, it's just interesting. It just seemed like he was ready to get out from under Rick Ross and kind of be his own entity. And I think this gives him that opportunity. Now, what he does with it, you know, go ahead.
You freed yourself from supposed slavery. Only to get into worse slavery?
That's an interesting way to put it.
I'm sorry,
you know,
maybe
man?
I missed it. Fuck.
That's an interesting way to put it. That's an interesting way to put it.
You such a smart nigga after 20 fucking years of all these other motherfuckers doing the same shit. That's just like every new person that signed the Cash Money trying to figure out why their money getting played with. Are you serious?
Well, you really think Drake is really? Feeling some type of way, it seems like he's taking pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
So it all depends on
Drake.
Who?
Drake. Yeah, Drake.
Now, Drake is a whole different character because don't forget, Drake was making money doing other little hot side hustles. Drake didn't get paid from his fucking. Please believe that motherfucker did not get paid from his record sales. He got paid from the fucking concerts. That's where his money coming from.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about what you put into it.
Right.
It's all in what you put
into
it. You
see what I'm saying?
So
like,
what I'm saying is, so this gives Meek the opportunity to get, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? To get that,
rape?
To get a nice. No. It all depends on who he puts on. So he's got to find the next superstar so now he can get that check from whatever they doing. You know what I'm saying?
But he's still got to split that check with Rockefeller and Interscope. Rape,
I mean, depending on what the deal. We don't know the whole intricacies of the deal, but you know.
We know one thing. If you're under a label, everybody got to get paid before you get paid.
But we don't know the percentage. So, that's what I'm trying to say. He could still have a great percentage, and you know, maybe it's a small. I'm just saying, I don't know. You know what I mean? You never know.
Boy, look, I can tell you this. But it don't matter if you just put the tip in or you put the whole thing in. Rape is rape.
Well, you know what? I mean,
look, I'm going to give you a percentage of this dick, girl. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, like, you know, I just thought it was the whole Philly situation again. You know what I'm saying? I think he's just the new Benny Siegel. You know what I'm saying? To what Benny Siegel was to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it just seems like he's kind of moving away from Rick Ross a little bit, and now he's going to partner more with Jay-Z. And now it's just to see what's in talent. And, you know, Jay-Z has shown that he likes to go to Philly to find talent. And now he's got, like, the hottest dude in Philly to help him search and get that, you know, wealth of talent that might be in Philadelphia. And, you know, Jay-Z is definitely going to, you know, he wouldn't have did a deal if he didn't see
Jay-Z going to do what? Jay-Z going to get paid. That's what Jay-Z going to do.
Think about it. He started the opportunity. Because
the motherfucker who started Rockefeller, the motherfucker who funded that bitch, he ain't around for a reason.
Yeah. No, he definitely took
him
out.
Motherfucker Jay-Z did power moves and took the fucking creator out.
Facts.
So, like, y'all can sit here and sleep on that motherfucker if you want to. Jay-Z get paper for a reason. Because that's all it's about. It's about the money. He do power moves. Fuck you. Just like fuck Meek Mill, because Meek Mill going to get all the booty. Like he in jail all over again.
Well, like, I mean, like I said, though, it all depends, though. I see what you're saying, but then again, I'm still like, nah, because look at this. Look how that benefited Rick Ross. And Maybach Music was essentially a deal he had when Jay-Z was with, you know, Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? When Jay-Z was the president, and then Maybach Music kind of split off, and you know Rick Ross was able to find Meek Mill, find Wale, and really it's all about the talent that you get and how you nurture that talent. You know what I'm saying? And then just flip it. And then once this one deal is up, re up, now that you got the leverage, now that I got the leverage and you see what I'm bringing to the table, I ain't trying to hear that deal. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm a free agent. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna take the best deal that's on the table that's offered to me now. You know what I'm saying? So it's all on what you do with it. So, but you know, all in all, I think it's a win for Meek Mill. Now let's just see if he can be that executive. Now, can he be not just an artist? Can he actually nurture and bring in talent the same way Rick Ross did for him? You know what I'm saying? Because Rick Ross put him in a nice position for him to get his own dream chase. Because he's been talking his dream chases for a while. You know, ever since he first linked up with Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? I always heard dream chases, and now he's got the opportunity to put it out there and, you know, be the focal point of it. So I thought that was an interesting story. You know what I'm saying? So switching gears a little bit, ASAP Rocky, man.
Man,
he got charged. Yeah, he got charged. He got charged for assault in Sweden now. You know what I'm saying? And now he could be facing a year. So Trump was trying to step in. I don't know now. I don't know. I don't know if something happened. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened, what went wrong. And now he could be facing a year in jail in Sweden, man. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. You know, we'll see how that happens. But he was definitely charged and could be facing at least a year. That's like, wow, man. You go on vacation. You go on vacation to Sweden, you know, just chilling out. Now, you know what I'm saying? He's been locked up since the beginning of what? June now? Wow. So that's kind of. It's kind of interesting. So, yeah, so we'll see how that happens. Now, speaking of Trump, this I thought was very interesting in the news, and I really want to get y'all perspective on this. So there's a like a little tit-for-tat thing going on right now because Trump was approved by the Supreme Court to get the deal done, basically to build the wall. I mean, basically, long story short, he was able to get some type of military funding, $2.5 billion, and now he's going to leverage that, you know, and finish the wall in Cali, Arizona, Mexico. So now, this happened Friday. So now, you know, I guess, you know, you had your Senate and House of Representatives and government meeting, I guess, talking about this. And long story short, a gentleman by the name of Elijah Cummings, who's he's in the House of Representatives, and his ward or whatever is something I kind of wrote it down, but I can't even read what I wrote. But basically, long story short, he's a representative of Baltimore.
Maryland.
So he, well, go ahead. Yeah, so he's a representative of Baltimore. So here's the situation. So I guess in the, you know, House of Representatives meeting and stuff like that. I wish I still had my government book, man. I need that, man. Cause it really, even my old government book from high school. But just broke it down so you know, bringing it full circle, you know, when the House of Representatives meet with the Senate and they go over certain things and different laws and different things are going to take place. So long story short, the guy Elijah Muhammad started talking about the whole wall and so much bullshit going on. No, did I say that? Elijah, I said Elijah.
Yeah.
Let's not get this twisted. I wasn't talking about the Nation of Islam, the Honorable right. Elijah Muhammad. I was talking about Elijah Cummings. That Elijah throws me off. Elijah Cummings. But basically, he was saying, you know, fuck this. I mean, I'm just, you know, kind of putting my own words into it, what he was probably saying, what he probably meant. But basically, like, fuck this wall. All the Democrats been saying, like, it's bullshit. There's a lot of shit going on. Why does he want to put this wall up? And, you know, Mexicans and, you know, like, why is this such a big thing? Why do we need a wall? So now Trump, and this is why I got to respect Trump, man, because Trump just gives no fucks and he shoots from the hip. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, oh, okay. So now you're talking about what I'm trying to do with the Mexicans and the wall I'm trying to do. And he's like, look, man, you need to focus on your district because your district right now is just a piece of shit. I hate to say it, but that's what he kind of said. It. Like in Baltimore right now,
it's rat and roach infested.
Yeah, rat, roach infested.
Who put it? It was rat and roach infested.
Yeah, and Trump, like, he's not going to be politically correct. He's really just going to allow you. It's a chess move now. He was like, oh, you just really stepped in the knock and really just come at you and just. So Trump was like, look, man, why are you worried about what I'm doing over here and in your district? Black people, which is what I am, you know what I'm saying, are suffering and, like, you know, poverty. And, like, you've been we've been at this district for over 20 years, but yet we're not seeing no type of, what's the word I'm looking for? Nothing's changing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's getting better. No business is moving here. It's not thriving. And now, you know, it's people was coming out, like, you know, different people being interviewed, like, yeah, he ain't did shit, basically, like, yo, like, why you care about what's going on here? And he need to be focused on what's going on in his district. So, you know, we're about to get into this whole election, 2020 year. It's gonna be really gonna be interesting, but I like it at the same time. I mean, a lot of people are gonna just say, "Oh, why is he doing the whole war and stuff like that?" Like, I'm basically with it. I'm like, yo, like he's a visionary. Like that's what he does. He builds shit. I'm in New York City. I see the Trump Towers. I've been to Atlantic City. I see the Trump hotels that he got in Atlantic City and all that. He likes to build stuff. His legacy as president, and he built a wall, and now he go down in history as the guy that built the wall. You know what I'm saying? So he's got that in his mind, and I think he's going to do it. So it just was interesting. Like, you know, just before you say something, really just have your ducks in a row and make sure that you really is doing what you need to do in your district before you speak on something else. And I just think that was interesting how it just came back to bite him in the ass, this guy Elijah Cummings. Like, and I think it needs to be that way. Like, dude, like, what are you doing for your district? Why are you keep getting elected and sitting not changing? So I just think, with Trump being in office, I guess some people would say it's a curse, but in a way it's a gift too. You know what I'm saying? Because now people got to really look at themselves and see what they can do to better their situations. You know what I'm saying? Stop looking for a handout and figure out how to get it yourself. People out here getting it, and everybody ain't coming from just silver spoons in their mouth situations. Like, even though that happens, I'm not saying it doesn't. I mean, the system is set up a certain way for certain people to win, but it's certain people that's winning with the cards that they were dealt. So, you know, I just think it's kind of interesting. So I thought that was a very interesting topic, you know what I'm saying, this whole war situation that ain't been going on with that. So that's that. What else we got to do? So, shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely been a hot girl summer for her, man. She been looking right, man. Like, I can't even front. Like, anytime I see her in, like, a little Instagram post or Twitter, she doing something, man. And she twerks nice, like no other. She got to be, like, the number one twerker right now in the game. But anyway, long story short, her and Nicki Minaj was basically on Instagram Live, and it was cool, you know what I'm saying? It's just so, like, you just see it's like a shift in the whole rap industry right now. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? I can see a New York vibe really coming back, you know what I'm saying? I can see the essence. I can see, you know, you got the hot girl summer with, you know what I'm saying, with the females that came up, you know, in the last, you know, year or so, you know, Cardi B, City Girls, now Megan Thee Stallion. You know, and they come with that just ratchetness, you know what I'm saying? But that ratchetness is like, we just get there how we live, you know what I'm saying? And I can't front on that. I think Jermaine Dupri was hating on it. And I'm like, yo, how is Jermaine Dupri gonna say it? Like, all bitches talk about now is like pussies and whatever else, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, dude,
man, hold
up. Atlanta.
Hold up now.
That shit pissed me off.
Just be honest about one thing.
What's that?
I don't know why. It's funny how you say you're getting pissed off at the truth, though. Don't get pissed off at
it's
the
truth,
Jermaine,
but you
Jermaine
come
Dupri,
from Atlanta.
Well, hold on, let me get this straight. So it's the truth, but you won't get mad at the motherfucker for saying the truth? Motherfucker said there's a whole bunch of strippers. There's a whole bunch of strippers rapping.
Go ahead. Okay, yeah. But at the same time, I do remember certain interviews with Jermaine Dupri, like, look, when crunk music and everything was really popping back in the early 2000s, like, oh, yeah, if you just try to break a record now, we got to break it in the strip club. Dude, this is the culture in Atlanta in the South. You know what it is. Why you hate on it? Now, the part that pisses me off is I think he hating on it because he's not getting a check right now from it. If he had an artist that was hot right now that was spitting that shit, he would not have said that. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part that,
man, that's
I
a lot.
Like, I don't like salty old dudes, man. I just don't like that.
That's
man.
A lot.
I just
see, like,
that
for
shit
one,
pisses me off.
What's when that? The truth is spit, you know the sad thing about it is you literally what just is? Said he's telling the truth. But you're mad because he's telling the truth. You see what I'm saying? So it makes no sense. You're contradicting yourself because he's telling the truth. A whole
I'm
bunch of strippers rapping. Oh, you just mad because he came out and said it. Like, wait a minute. But it's
it
the
came
truth.
From him.
But, Damn, so somebody else could have said it? Come on, man. What is the age limit on telling the truth?
You're from Atlanta, man. They just make me look at them a certain way.
There's
like,
a whole bunch of strippers. There's a whole bunch of fucking strippers rapping. That's what he said. Like, man, like, fuck, all you got to do is just rap about being in the fucking strip club. Look at the motherfucking amount of fucking females right now that's rapping. Renny Rucci. And dog, Renny Rucci, that girl bad.
I ain't up on her. Okay, you put me on. Renny Rucci. Okay.
Motherfucking Renny Rucci, she out there in the Carolinas and shit. She bad.
Oh, okay.
Dog, and
okay.
She fine. But
yeah,
she rap better than all
shit?
Of them.
She talking the same shit or not?
Yeah. She is talking the same shit.
Okay.
Like, they all talking the same shit. Because regardless of the fact what people say, you say what's popping. You say what gets you noticed. You say what, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if you look at dudes rapping, all these motherfuckers rapping about the same shit.
Selling drugs and shit like that, right?
Right. Oh, whatever the fuck that shit is they be mumbling. You know what I'm saying?
So,
you always, there's always a genre. You see what I'm saying? Everybody always got to do what's going to get them paid at that particular time. Right now, it's the stripper shit.
Exactly.
All he did was expose it. But like, niggas like, oh man, he hating. When they telling
like
the truth hating. But when they telling the truth hating though, like, come on, man. You're a bunch of strippers. Y'all talking about stripping in a strip club.
Right, let me ask you this.
And getting that bag.
If he had an artist right now that was like, say for instance, the new chick you just said, if she was signed to him, you think he would have still said that? Nah.
Yes.
I highly doubt it.
Nah, he would have said it.
It just sound like it just sound crazy. I don't know. It just sound like I could. It just like I don't know. To me, I'm just saying like, dude. You know, I'm saying you come from that. I mean, look. Granted, he was you've been down with Atlanta from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? TLC and the Brat and all that other shit. But you know what I'm saying?
You got it right when you said the beginning.
Yeah, true.
In the beginning, it was Jermaine Dupri.
I give him that.
Which means, regardless of the fact, what the fuck you said, you got to give that man his respect.
I do. But at the same time, I do
remember. You don't
remember
want him to tell
him,
the truth.
I do remember him saying, reading the Pacific interviews with him, and he was saying, oh, yeah, you know, I love the Atlanta club scene right now. You know what I'm saying? If now, to break a record, you got to break it in a strip club. And ever since then, that was probably like, 2003. Ever since then, that's how it is. So, kind of just rocking, and you don't got an artist that you making money from. Now you just sound like an old salty dude. I don't like old salty guys, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't hate on the new generation, man. Like,
man,
you know, like
new generation.
Keep solid. You know what I'm saying? The essence of it. Don't get it wrong. That's why. And this is the whole point. That's why
man, that
like,
don't make no sense. How the hell you gonna keep solid but you can't tell the truth?
No, but
the essence is the goddamn truth.
I don't know, man. Anyway, my point, what I was
nobody
won't
hear
is,
the truth. That's the thing. When a motherfucker don't want to hear the truth, that's when they get mad at you. Bill Cosby told the truth, and they got mad with him. He said, man, stop saying niggas. Stop calling each other niggas. Look what they said. How dare he say that? But it's the truth.
Nah, we took the word and we changed it. You don't think we changed it?
No, you didn't change it. You didn't change it because, like, for one, when you look at the meaning of a word, the etymology of a word has power. So you didn't change it. Because if anybody else says that word, nah, stop it. Because if anybody else says that word, now all of a sudden you suffer from symptoms of PTSD. You want to fight. So you didn't change the word. You see what I'm saying? Because the word still has the same power. It all depended on who the fuck used the word in front of you. So how could you change the word if you get offended by the word still?
I don't think about it. I mean, but just don't be disrespectful with it.
I bet you would if the wrong motherfucker said it in front of you.
Yeah.
In any manner.
Disrespectful way. But if some white kid is rapping to some music, look, I'm going to be like, I ain't about to be up in arms. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the fucking of the music.
Oh,
but
that's so cute. That's so sweet.
Notice
if
like,
somebody says the word happy, right? If somebody just look at you and say, you happy, 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 right? You ain't going to be like, okay. You ain't gonna get offended because you know what the word means.
Yeah.
But the word nigga, by it having such a strong fucking connotation in your gene, you see what I'm saying? You already know it's an offensive word. So how can you say, it's in your fucking gene, bro, you're black. So how can you say that the word changed? We changed it when you still feel some type of way when it's used in a manner that you don't like. That means that word
any
still
word,
has power.
If they, if
it still has
a
derogatory
way.
Meaning.
But I'm saying if you say a certain word in a certain tone, it doesn't even got to be that. So it's just a tone and the way you're saying it to me. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. That's the same thing. But it,
no. No, that's why I use the word happy. The motherfucker look at you and say, boy, you fucking happy, huh? You ain't going to feel no type of way about it because the word don't have any derogatory any derogatory
so we just all stop saying it. So we all stop saying it. You think that would have changed something though, Smooth? And we just all stop saying it. We just took it. We just don't say it to each other no more. That would what would have changed the word at the end of the day? You
no,
know what I'm saying?
Not a word. It's not a word.
Not a word.
That word has life. That's not just a fucking word. So many of your people, of your generation, was beaten, killed, mauled while hearing that fucking word. That's why that word still has power.
But where's it going to go?
Saying?
It's never going to go nowhere. That word, if it we stop saying it, what's going to happen?
Listen to me. It's not about you stop saying it, right? It's about you stop using it against each other, against yourselves. See, the problem here is you, for some reason, you keep using it against the people that it was meant to be used against. Like, wait a minute, motherfucker, like, well, damn, white people ain't even got to call this nigga no more because we call ourselves niggas.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah,
What kind of programming to where, man, we all we got to do is just lay back and watch the fruit of our labor. They're going to attack themselves. Everybody talk about Black Lives Matter, but when statistics break it down, hey, you got more niggas killing niggas than police killing niggas.
That's not the word. That's the situation. People got to stop black on black crime. You know what I'm saying? But look, man, it's
black on black crime. Stop black on black crime. Stop abusing yourself verbally, and then stop abusing yourself physically.
It's a crazy twisted society, man. It's all twisted.
It's the mental
up.
Thing.
Yeah,
you got to change the process. You got to change the way you think.
I agree.
If you speak to a man with respect, you're going to treat a man with
respect. If you speak to a man with respect, you're going to get respect, right? And if you carry yourself a certain way, you're going to get respect. But if you carry yourself in a way that where you know what I'm saying? Look, if you think yourself as something, they're going to treat you that way. That's just how it is. But if you walk with that crown on your head, you'll be surprised. You know what I'm saying? That's just going to
That man said, we changed the word. Who the fuck is we? When did you change the word? Let me know.
You
don't paralyze the shit. I don't remember you being
N I G G E R to N I G G A.
Sweet baby.
N-W-A.
They changed the
Niggas
spelling.
For life. Sweet. Niggas for life.
Yeah.
And I'm not
ashamed
of it. That's what I am.
You should be.
For life.
You should be.
Why? Why would I be?
Because at no time did any black man was ever in a fucking meeting and say, "Hey, we're gonna be niggas." All right, okay, cool.
What do you think they call? I mean, that's what. Look, so I mean, what? Just a derogatory word for a Caucasian just didn't get popular. You know what I'm saying?
Honkies,
the word honky never took off the way the word nigga did. It just didn't. So people don't say honky in rap songs. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying?
They don't say honking rap song. Fuck, they gotta do it anything.
Like everybody's got a derogatory word. It's just so we rap.
But you missing the point.
Go ahead.
You missing the point. Notice you keep saying everybody. Stop saying everybody. You pluralizing the situation.
Well, wait, hold on. When you say everybody, what do you mean? What did I say? I don't know. I might have lost what
you,
I said.
You keep saying everybody. Everybody use derogatory words and all this other good shit. Listen, it always starts with self. So once you change.
And once you have knowledge of self.
Once you change, then you change. And then you help somebody else change. But if you the complacent motherfucker and you won't just stay where you at talking about, hey, man, we changed the word. But yet you still feel some type of way when a motherfucker use it against you. That means you never changed the word.
What I'm trying to say is don't change the word. Change yourself. Who cares about the word?
Stop using
the
fucking word.
That word ain't going nowhere, Smooth. I hate to tell you. It ain't going to ever go nowhere. Long time. No longer here.
Just like niggas getting their ass pulled by white people ain't never going to go nowhere because nobody want to change. Think about it.
Look, this has...
Damn. Sweet baby G.
She's been an epic world famous chopper right here. You know what I'm saying? This has been an epic world famous chopper. I'm trying to think, was there anything? I think we covered everything, man. That was good. That took us right today.
And black ain't exist today. Black and white. She been a goat. Yeah. She's been watching us niggas fight amongst ourselves, laughing. Some happy niggas.
You know what I'm saying? You know?
Over words I created.
Real talk with Mo Benz and Smooth. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. A Smooth and Mo Benz, however you want to take it. But anyway.
And the ghost.
Anyway, so just signing off. Yeah, I don't know where Miss Lovely Black went. She kind of just.
She right here.
Oh, she here? Okay.
She on the phone. Yeah, making a little noise every once in a while, like a little bird.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I got about a minute left, so definitely follow the Twitter feed, Real Adult Talk and TAWK. Check. Let me see. Also, to my other Twitter handle is MOBINNS. You know, I just try to keep it positive on there. If you want to put a picture with the face, go to my IG, Instagram. The handle is MoBenz. And like I said, if you would like to be on the show, definitely get at us. You can reach me through email or slide my DMs on any one of my social media outlets. But the email is MOBINNS@gmail.com. What we do, you know, every Sunday night, we just chop it up, you know what I'm saying, talk shit, real topics, you know how we do. So check for us every Sunday. As always, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. I don't know if Black want to, you know, say anything before we roll out, but that's
it. Oh, that's a wrap. Follow me. Check out the website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. See you guys next week, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
Everybody be safe.